For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Headed into this offseason, the Knicks are being faced with a number of major decisions. What players to re-sign? What players to potentially trade for? But in my opinion, the most important decisions they're going to make is what players they're going to extend. And this summer, they can extend Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle. And according to multiple NBA insiders, Jalen Brunson will receive that contract extension. But the main question there is, will he sign it? And then with Julius Randle, it's unlikely that the Knicks offer him any extension this offseason. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks are discussing contract extensions that they can make this offseason. And among them, we have to talk about Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, and of course, our head coach in Tom Thibodeau. All of them are eligible for contract extensions this offseason. And with Jalen Brunson, after the season he just had, after the superstar performance he put on for us each and every game, the Knicks are absolutely going to offer him a contract extension. The only question is, will he sign it? Because if he doesn't sign an extension this offseason, he could be eligible for a supermax contract next season. So Jalen Brunson could be making a huge sacrifice by signing an extension with the Knicks this offseason. But according to multiple NBA insiders, they report that given the leader that Jalen Brunson is, he's likely going to make a major sacrifice, sign an extension with the Knicks this offseason, which will allow the Knicks to have flexibility moving forward to make these major trades happen. Let's break down these latest reports about Brunson and potentially him signing an extension with the Knicks this summer. Shout out to Ian Bagley from SNY for giving us the following information. According to him, Steve Popper of Newsday reported last month that all indications pointed to Brunson being willing to sign the four-year, $156 million extension. I think Popper's report is dead on. If I'm placing a bet today, Brunson and the Knicks will ultimately agree to terms on an extension, but it will not be guaranteed for the full 4 years. Bagley continues here by stating that Jalen Brunson is eligible for a contract extension on July 12th. And again, it's for 4 years, $156 million. If he doesn't sign that extension, he'll be eligible for a five-year, $270 million contract in 2025. Obviously, Brunson's extension would give the Knicks immense financial flexibility, and I believe Brunson will listen openly to the Knicks on a possible extension when the time comes. And Bagley helps clarify the Knicks' contract extension talks by stating the following. I'm sticking with my offseason predictions. I'm saying yes to a Jalen Brunson extension and no to a Julius Randle extension. You know what's better than one NBA insider confirming this? multiple NBA insiders confirming this. And that's exactly what's happened here. Michael Scotto of HoopsHype stated the following about Jalen Brunson and his potential extension with the Knicks this summer. According to Scotto, some executives around the league wonder if Jalen Brunson would lock in an extension money right now after his career season. I was under the assumption he'd wait and get more money down the line. But some executives believe that it's more plausible that Brunson takes that contract extension this summer if the Knicks offer it to him. Scotto continues here by stating, when Julius Randle returned to CAA, many around the league believed it was because he'd eventually do a new deal with the Knicks, given the ties the agency has with the Knicks. However, I don't think that necessarily means an extension is coming this summer. Scotto went a step further and he stated, I think Tom Thibodeau has the best shot of all three of them, them being Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, and Tom Thibodeau himself. For Brunson, it's up to him. The Knicks will offer him an extension. There's no reason not to do so. It just depends on whether he takes it or not. But at least according to all the reports that we've been covering, it's likely that if the Knicks offer Brunson that extension, he will take it. Another NBA insider in Steph Bondi with the New York Post also agrees because he feels the Knicks will offer Jalen Brunson that contract extension and he'll consider it. But he also admits he doesn't know if he's going to take it. With regards to Julius Randle, Bondi also believes that the Knicks will not offer him a contract extension this summer. If Jalen Brunson accepts that contract extension this offseason from the Knicks, it will not only showcase his leadership, it will also showcase what he thinks about this Knicks organization. He feels that this organization's in a win-now situation. And because of that, he's willing to make the sacrifices to allow this team to go out there and get more impactful players to add to this roster. Because he already knows, in order to beat Boston, we might be a very good team right now. We might be extremely competitive. But in a 7-game series against Boston, we may still not get the job done. We still need to add more pieces. And the only way to do that is to allow the Knicks to have more flexibility. Jalen Brunson signing an extension with the Knicks this offseason absolutely gives the Knicks that. But it also does something else. It lets everybody else in the Knicks organization know that right now, all Jalen Brunson cares about is winning a championship. And he's willing to make any sacrifice necessary to help the Knicks do that. And that's a message to iHeart. That's a message to OG Anunoby. That's a message to everybody potentially who's returning to the Knicks, coming back to the Knicks, or who will join the Knicks. Because it's all about making the right sacrifices to help this team get better to reach the NBA Finals. That's the ultimate goal. That's where we want to be. That's why when we draft, when we trade, when we look out there for impactful players, we're looking to add them to the culture we're looking to build.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The culture that we've created each and every season that we've had Jalen Brunson and Tom Thibodeau leading the ship. And after this past season, watching Jalen Brunson jump to superstardom, it's clear the Knicks' window to win is right now. They need to add impactful players, the players that can help us move to the next level. That's the ultimate goal. That's where we want to be. Jalen Brunson is our superstar. He is the key to all of this. I already know that the Knicks are going to offer him whatever it takes to get him re-signed as a Knick for his entire career. Whether he signs that extension this year or he waits and signs a mega deal next year, which he absolutely deserves. And if he did that, I would have no problem at all with it. He's already on a descending contract, a very team-friendly contract as it stands right now. If he waited to get his money, there is no issue with me. He's made enough sacrifices. Let that man get paid, let him get his money, and let him be a New York Knick for as long as he can be, because that's what everybody wants to see. But with Jalen, he has always been that type of player. Go back to his time in Dallas. If you guys remember, His agent at the time was telling him, do not sign an extension with Dallas when he was asking for one, because he could get more money if he waited. But he didn't care about that. He cared about long-term security. And if that's the case, the same thing's going to be true this offseason. If he cares about long-term security, he can get 4 years from the Knicks if he signs with them this offseason. And he's likely going to do that because he thinks about the team first. He understands he can make up the rest of that money through sponsors and endorsements. And more than that, he understands to win in this league, you have to make sacrifices, not only on the court, but off the court as well. I am so happy. We are so blessed as a franchise to have Jalen Brunson as the superstar leading the charge, because I think anybody else in that position might have failed. But Jalen, because of his work ethic, because of everything he means to this team, he doesn't falter in that position. He doesn't get pushed down by the pressure. If anything, he thrives in it. He becomes a better player and a better person because of it. That's the person I want on my team. That's the leader I need moving forward. The Knicks are going to offer that extension. All the reports are indicating that Brunson's going to sign it. And then when we move on to Julius Randle, it's unfortunate, but his injuries, the fact that we haven't seen him play in the postseason, it's going to hurt the chances that he gets that extension from the Knicks this summer. But he's going to go into that contract year this next season, and he is going to play probably the best basketball we've ever seen. And then the Knicks are going to have to make a decision. Do you extend Julius Randle to max dollars, or potentially do you look to move on from Randle to try to get a superstar on this team? It's likely going to be based off of Randle's impact, what he was able to do during the postseason, and how far the Knicks actually get. If they get all the way to the NBA Finals, I can see the Knicks offering Julius Randle that contract extension and wanting to run this team back. And I don't think you can blame them at that point in time, because if this team reaches all the way to the NBA Finals, they're likely going to want to try to do it again. And the only way to do it again is by trying to bring back all the important pieces that help you reach that goal. And Julius Randle is likely going to be one of those pieces. Julius, Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby, whether you guys like to admit it or not, that's the Knicks' big three right now. Maybe we can add to it. Maybe we can change it or alter it from time to time. But as of right now, that's what it is. And I have no problem with that. You have a superstar in Jalen Brunson leading the charge. You have an all-defender in OG Anunoby that can shut down anybody. And then you have a three-time all-star in Julius Randle that when he's in the paint and he's running down low, bully ball Randle is unstoppable. And with regards to Tom Thibodeau, at least according to NBA insider Mike Scotto of Hoops Hype, he believes that Thibodeau will absolutely receive a contract extension from the Knicks this offseason. And a lot of reports are already indicating that the average salary that Thibodeau is going to earn year to year would likely range from $10 million to $13 million, making him one of the highest paid coaches in the entire NBA. And it's worth it. Look at what he's done to this Knicks organization, to this Knicks franchise. He's given us an identity. And because of that, we have bought into it, and we went all the way to the Eastern Conference semifinals with a hobbled roster. Fully healthy, we already know the damage the Knicks could have done. Boston would have had a very difficult time against a fully healthy Knicks team. But unfortunately, we can't move backwards. We can only move forward. But that's the good thing about the Knicks right now. Moving forward, you gotta be happy. You gotta be smiling like me, because our future is bright. Not only because of the assets that we have, it's because of the roster that we have, the roster that we've built, the all-stars that we created on this team. Jalen Brunson, first-time all-star with the Knicks. Julius Randle, three-time all-star with the Knicks. That's important. The Knicks bring players here that might be stars. And if they're not stars, they become stars. And they reach all-star level. That's important because all around the NBA, other players are looking at that. And they're looking at New York and they're thinking to themselves, that's a good place to play basketball. New York basketball is back. New York has become attractive again. And everybody wants to come to New York and play with our superstar point guard in Jalen Brunson. We don't have to worry about Jalen Brunson going to any other team. At this point in time, I think it's safe to say Jalen Brunson will be a New York Knick for his entire career moving forward. That is never going to change. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports indicating that Jalen Brunson will sign an extension with the Knicks this summer and likely leave a lot of money on the table by doing so? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.